Blog Talk Radio.
There's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving. Come on, this away. If your soul's not and can hear us, you will surely.
With your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. God bless you. Good afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. So that means it is Saturday afternoon at the 1 p.m. hour on this the 13th day of October. We want you to let your friends know, let your family know, let your neighbors know to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel, and you were just listening to Bishop Ronald E. Brown. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And it behooves us in a day and time like this to be spiritually anchored in Jesus, because people are going in every direction. They're going east and west, and the devil is going to and fro. The Bible says, seeking whom he may devour. And so we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You will surely drift away. And it's not easy to lose anchor. It's not easy to lose hope. It's not easy to lose sight. And it's not easy to get off focus or get off track. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on the prize, certainly everything will be all right. We want you, if you need to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. And that's Hempstead, New York. Our zip code is 11550. If you need to call us and leave us a message, you can call us at 516-481-3187. You can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. And if you, we would like for you to also call us in the studio, give us a shout out, let us know your questions, concerns, or comments, and you can do so at 619-924-0800. And we are here until 2 p.m. And so we are on social media. We are on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter under Global Gospel. So we are out there. You can find us. All our shows are archived, so you can go back and listen anytime. We want to give a shout out to all of our listeners in the United States here, North, South, East, and West. We have listeners in Canada, Germany, Jamaica, South Africa, Norway. So we thank God for each and every one of you, because the gospel is reaching out all across the world, and that is our mission. Our theme scripture here is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And today, I always read out of the King James Bible, because it's just what I grew up with, what I'm used to reading. But today I'm going to read out of the Life Application Study Bible. And it's good to study from different Bibles and hear different interpretations, because it gives us a different understanding sometimes. At 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3, and I'll just read on. It says, "And if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those that are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. But God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." And that's how the scripture reads. Once again, we thank you all for listening, all those people that have participated since the earlier part of this year. We thank God for each and every one that has shared their ministry, that has shared what God has given them. Because certainly God has, we all have a testimony. We all have a story that has been told, and some stories we have that haven't been told. But we thank God for each and every one, because somebody said, "No test, no testimony." Somebody said, "No cross, no crown." And we all have a cross to bear. The hymn writer said, "The consecrated cross I bear, till death shall take me home." I want to share a particular today show. We are going to talk about, does God care? And it is a valid question. And some people say they don't question God, but at the humanness of us, makes us question God. But we need to be mindful of the fact, just because you have a question does not always mean you'll get an answer. Just because you have a question does not mean you'll get an answer that you necessarily like. But we find comfort in the scriptures, in our faith, in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We find faith in Jesus Christ our Lord, for he is the hope of glory. Psalm 46:1, on this wise, beginning at the first word, first verse. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were removed. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease, and to the end of the earth he breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We take comfort in Psalm 46. It said, God is, that's enough right there, our refuge and our strength. And God is so many things to us. I also want to share another passage of scripture, and it will all make sense. Psalm 27, verse 1, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. I'm going to just stop right there at the fifth verse, but I thank God for this particular psalm. It says, for in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion in the secret of his tabernacle. I heard a preacher, Reverend Dwayne Simmons, said to us last year, talks about this verse 5, he shall hide me in his pavilion in the secret of his tabernacle. Talked about the pavilion and the tabernacle, and he said it's a double hide. And I'm reminded of the song that says, in the word of God, I have a hiding place. And what does it mean? It means that God's word will hide you, because you take comfort in the scriptures. You take shelter in the scriptures, because God's in the scripture. You'll find that certainly we are covered by God's blood. And you can read in Exodus that when the death angel came by and the blood was placed over the doorposts, that when God saw the blood, the death angel passed over. And so somebody on this Saturday afternoon needs to be encouraged that no matter what it looks like, when God sees the blood, that he'll pass over you. Because certainly we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are covered by his word. We have a hiding place in God's word. I'm going to come back and talk more about, does God care? And we are there. In this particular season, it seems like we are in the midst of so many storms, and Michael just came through the Gulf, and then we are other states and areas felt the after effects of it. The rivers are overflowing. There was an earthquake in Haiti. There is so much going on, and it seems like after one storm is over, here comes another storm. And people use this time to say, oh, there is no God. If there was a God, he wouldn't let mothers die and fathers die and brothers and sisters and children and young people die. They would say that there is no God. And last week there was a major accident. A whole family members got wiped out on their way to a birthday celebration. And there's so much going on. I had a conversation a few years ago with a coworker, and he was telling me about all the things that were going on in his life and with his family members. This one, different ones taking ill and taking sick and died. And he said, at this point, if I ever had a suggestion in my mind that there is a God, at this point, I just don't believe in God anymore. And I specifically said to them, well, you know what? I wouldn't tempt God like that. Because if you say, you know, that the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, and you can tempt God. Pharaoh tempted God, as I told about in Exodus, and he kept tempting God, and he hardened his heart and that was actually the final plague, the death of the firstborn that came over Egypt, and Pharaoh lost his son because he hardened his heart. And we don't want to fall in a place where our hearts are hardened to what God is saying and how God is moving, because you just, when you say it couldn't get any worse, it can get worse. It was over 100 years ago, the man said, and you can't, the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not marred. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the years ago when the Titanic was built and it was about to set sail, somebody made the statement. They made a terrible statement. And they said, even God could not sink this ship. But I came to let you know that that man is dead and gone, and a lot of people are dead and gone since that time. But the Titanic did sink, and the Titanic is still at the bottom of the ocean. Nobody has pulled it up. Nobody has retrieved the whole thing. And the bodies that were down there, they went down there. And then you can think about the scriptures. The scriptures even let us know that with the end of time, the sea will give up its dead. And although, if you just imagine and make a mental picture, the people that sunk to the bottom of the ocean in the Titanic and whatever shipwreck happened, they're going to come up. And because we all have to see God one day. And the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. And so we want to confess Christ, not because but we want to confess him, knowing that he is Lord and Savior in our life. This song simply says, peace be still, Reverend James Cleveland. And I'll be back, and I'm going to share a portion of scripture with you. Master, the tempest is raging. Stay tuned, everybody.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness. Jesus, because
gospel song. We have a caller on the air. God bless you, caller.
Good afternoon, Reverend Townsend.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good, good. This is Brother Marlon calling in from the North Shore of Long Island this afternoon. I want to call and encourage you and the listeners to be encouraged in spite of all that you're going through and in your stormy season, if there be any. And also that be reminded that an eagle flies its best flight during the storm. So I just wanted to encourage you and all your listeners on today.
Thank you, Brother Marlon, and you be encouraged as well. Thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your words of encouragement to our listeners as well.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Take care.
Take care. Peace be still. Certainly, we have to speak to those storms, allow Christ to speak to those storms in our life, and simply say, peace be still. Our number here in studio is 619-924-0800 if you desire to call in and shout us out. I would just like to share a few passages of scripture with you. The Bible says, Jesus said, to search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are which testify of me, and you will not come to me that ye might have life, which Jesus was actually speaking to at that particular time, the religious leaders, and the Pharisees and Sadducees and all those high priests and everything, for they thought that salvation was in the scriptures. In a way, and they had a way that they just didn't understand what Jesus was saying all the time, because they thought their salvation was simply in reading and studying the scriptures. But you have to take God's word and apply it to your life and live thereby. That's why the Bible says in James, I believe, God bless the hearers and the doers of his word. So we have to be doers of the word and not hearers only, because hearing doesn't help anybody. It doesn't even help the person that's hearing sometimes, because sometimes people can hear things and it goes in one ear and goes out the other. Sometimes it doesn't even go that far. It just bounces off the ear. Luke, the gospel according to St. Luke, there's a particular passage in chapter 21, and I am going to read verse 5, and the particular passage goes all the way down to verse 37, and it tells us about the signs, the time. And it says, and as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And then I skip down to verse 8 and start reading again. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these shall lay their hands on you, but before all these they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not any hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation therefore is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in their countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, but all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them which are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon his people. And ye shall fall by the edge of the sword, and ye shall be led away captive unto all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles unto the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And we need to know today that in spite of all that is going on, whatever is going on in the Supreme Court, whoever is sitting as a judge or who isn't sitting at the judge, that Jesus is the righteous judge. We need to know that no matter what's going on in the Senate, in the White House, in the State House, in the City Hall, in the Town Hall, and the Village Hall, that God is still on the throne. And we don't have to be alarmed with what's going on, with what laws are being passed. We don't have to be alarmed. Of course, our hearts hurt and ache with police brutality, with all the killings and gang violence and shooting. And it's not in just other people's neighborhoods, but it's in my neighborhood and in your neighborhood that people are just dying and being killed. And it tells, the Bible, the scriptures tells us that all these things will be, but the end is not yet. And so somebody would say, well, does God really care? Yes, he cares for you and he cares for me, but God's word has to be filled. It has to come to pass. And it's an old saying that sin is the blame for it all. And ever since Adam and Eve, man fell from grace, this is what has been in the land. The first murder was Cain killed his brother Abel. And God heard the blood crying out from the ground. And the same thing is happening here. And the scripture tells us that brother against brother, parents are killing children, children are killing parents. And sometimes I have this thing where I watch the ID channel, and the ID channel, it can be very addictive because one show comes on after the next, and you see that there is so much violence and killing. The news cannot contain all the terrible things that are going on in this land. And I just heard on the news yesterday about a preacher or a minister, a pastor that was in a foreign country. He had been abducted somewhere, and he's on his way back home. Thank God. There is so much going on. So many people are going to jail, and then we have it seems to be like a epidemic going on with child molesters, with sexual harassment, and it just doesn't seem like it. It's like almost like there's no end in sight. And we say, well, how could God let this happen to innocent people? But God came to let you know again, yes, God cares. No matter what it looks like, God reigns on the just and the unjust, and he gives everybody opportunity. And the truth of the matter, all these people that have been found guilty or whatever they've been guilty of, and it could happen to my family or your family, anybody. But if they say, Lord, forgive me, the Bible says a broken and contrite heart he will not despise. So if these people seriously repent and come to the Lord and ask the Lord to save them, if they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, certainly heaven belongs to them as well, because the devil is going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he would may desire. Jesus told Peter, he said, the enemy desired to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith fail you not. I like this song. I'm just going to, I want to share this song from Linda Randall. She said that he's God on the mountain and he's God in the valley. And just God doesn't stop being God because of what happens in our life. God doesn't stop being God because we have trouble. He doesn't stop being God because we experience sickness or death or pain or because the storms come. And we looked at and we saw the storms have done some terrible things. People have perished in the storms. And not only that, but they were saying how the crops were being affected by the storm. The food that we eat, the cotton that is grown to make our clothes have been affected. And we know that then that in turn affects the economy, because when the crops are damaged, we know that the price of food goes up, the price of clothes goes up, and it seems like our income does not grow up. And then it seems like the month gets shorter and shorter, and once you pay one bill, it seems like the cycle has gone around again. But be encouraged on today, knowing that God sees all and he knows all. Know that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Know that if you call on him in the day of trouble, certainly he will deliver you, and we would glorify him. Know that God, he sits high and he looks low. And he told Israel, I've seen your affliction and I heard your cry. And today you need to know and be encouraged that God has seen your affliction. He's heard your cry in the noonday or in the midnight hour. He hears your cry. And the Bible says that he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He feels what you feel. He has sympathy and empathy and compassion. He has a heart. And, you know, sometimes people will tell you that they have a heart, and if you cross them or do something wrong or rub them the wrong way, or if they're having a bad day, you will find out just how much love is in their heart. You will find out when you put your pedal to the metal, you will find out if what they said is true or if it was just all coming words from their mouth. God on the Mountain, Linda Randall. Stay tuned. You are listening to Global Gospel with your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Call us here in studio, 619-924-0800. Does God care? Yes, God cares, and he will always care.
On the mountain, you got peace of mind like you never know. Things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the
Day is the God of the night. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. You need to know that God cares no matter what you're going through. This final passage of scripture I want to share with you on this afternoon, it talks about Jesus and the storm. And in this stormy season, we need to be reinforced with God's word. We need to be reassured. Need to be encouraged again. In Mark, it's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but we are going to read Mark, the fourth chapter, beginning at 35th verse, and it says, "And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and he rebuked the wind, and he said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? The gospel according to St. Mark. And we talked about Reverend James Cleveland. He put all this to a song with music, and perhaps one of the great gospel songs of our time, Peace Be Still. And in that particular part of the scripture is what Jesus said when he rebuked the wind and he spoke to the sea. And God is still doing the same thing. He can rebuke the wind in our life. He can rebuke the sea in our life. And the interesting part about this passage of scripture, we are dealing with, Jesus was dealing with these, his disciples were fishermen by trade. So they had, this wasn't the first storm that they had been in. No doubt this probably wasn't the last storm that they were in, because somebody said that if you're in a storm, you're going through a storm, or you're coming out of storm, or you're getting ready to go into a storm, because storms are certainly a part of life. It is a part of the cycle of life. And the Bible lets us, if you research the scriptures, you will find out that in this particular area on the sea that they were on, that sometimes the waves could get to be 20 feet high. So certainly it was scary. Just because you've been in a storm before, does it take away from the intensity of the storm? It doesn't take away from the natural fear of being in a storm, because that it's up anytime you are in literature, there is something called man versus nature. And certainly storms is a battle that mankind has with nature, as you can see how the flood waters rise, and certainly it destroys people's homes and churches and schools and everything. I remember when Katrina happened, even the prisons were affected, and no one is safe when the sea begins to roll and roar, when the waters begin to rise. Animal, human, structures, buildings, they may have been there for years, but it doesn't take away. So these professional fishermen were out on this ocean, and they got faint in heart. And believers, sometimes, yes, we get faint in heart, but be reassured that God is who he is, and God does not change. And if he did it once, he'll do it again, because he'll be with you in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh thee. So we know that Jesus was asleep. And they went to him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And that's a good place to be with our question today. Does God care? And the truth of the matter is they weren't going to perish because Jesus was there. They were in the presence of God. The Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy. They were in a joyful place. Even though they were in the storm, joy was around them because God is joy. And they lost sight because of the winds and the waves and the billows. They lost sight of what's going on. So we don't want anybody, believers, don't lose sight. Unbelievers, you may have lost family, friends, or neighbors. Death comes. It does. Death is a part of life, and we don't like it when it happens, but it happens. And God, only God knows why he takes people. Only God knows why there are people that are motherless and fatherless and childless and friendless and brotherless. Only God knows. But we do have to trust and believe that it's a part of his plan, and he doesn't make any mistakes. We have to know. We have to know without a doubt and be assured that the storm is going to pass over, that God can speak to the storm, and he will speak to the storm and say, peace be still. The song says, Greg O'Quinn and Joyful Noy said, I told the storm to pass, and we have the power to speak those things that are not as though they were. The power of life and death is in our tongues. So if we see a dead situation, we need to speak to it and speak life into this dead situation. We see somebody acting crazy, we need to speak that they'll have peace of mind, that they'll have a peace that passes all understanding. If we see somebody that's sick, we need to speak healing to them, that God would heal their body and renew their strength. If we see somebody without a job or without home or with finances, we need to speak that they will have finances, that they will have a job, that they will have a home, that they will have income, that the Lord would bless them, for the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with us, sorrow with it. God promised that he would bless us in the city and the field and our going in and our coming out. You have been listening to Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon. We have about 12 minutes left. Our number here is 619-924-0800. And I pray that we have answered your question. Does God care? Yes, he cares. He cares all the time. The song says, I told the storm to pass. Storm, you can't last. Go away. And I need everybody on this Saturday afternoon to speak to your storm and speak to your situation and tell her you have to go. You have to leave and get out of here. I told the storm to pass. Storm, you can't last, go away. Can shake us if we have been anchored in the Lord. We have to be anchored in the Lord. We have to be rooted in God's word, because that's the only thing that is going to keep us. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word cannot and will not fail. Be anchored in the Lord today. Your soul has to be anchored in Jesus, anchored in the Lord.
And sometimes it's hard to tell. Just in case the wind
fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we pray, and we thank you. Amen.